Task 2, page 30, text 1.
Few landscapes in the natural world are as striking in their sheer beauty as the calderas of the Greek island of Santorini. These tall, curved cliff faces create a thin crescent in the southern Aegean Sea that is unique amongst the other Cycladic islands. Santorini's dramatic uniqueness can be attributed to the volcano that sits in the center of the bay that the island forms. However, the composition and shape of Santorini was not always so. Rather, it was created as a result of a catastrophic volcanic eruption in the ancient world that was so powerful that it is considered the largest eruption in global history. It resulted in fireballs that rose 1,000 meters into the sky, and estimates believe that more than 90 billion tons of molten rock was ejected. The force of that brutal eruption destroyed large parts of the island and led to a vast tsunami that wiped out the Minoan civilization who had resided there and on the island of Crete. Now, over 3,500 years later, the volcano on the small island of Nea Kamini finds itself encircled by the islands of Santorini, Thrasea, and Aspronisi. Unlike some other famous dormant volcanoes, such as Mount Fuji in Japan and Mount Kilimanjaro of Tanzania, the volcano on Nea Kamini is still very much active. This attracts large numbers of experts and scientists who study the volcano closely and observe it for any clues as to when and if it will erupt again in the near future. The volcano is especially important as it forms part of the Aegean volcanic arc being formed by shifts between the Eurasian and African tectonic plates. Movements between these plates continue at a rate of roughly 5 centimeters per year and cause earthquakes deep below the sea at depths of over 150 kilometers. Given this fact, Santorini has unsurprisingly become a hotspot for volcanologists who vigilantly keep watch and monitor its behavior. The volcano on Nea Kamini has a recorded history of 11 eruptions since the Minoan era, the last of which was relatively recently, in 1950. That eruption was tame compared to the ones of ancient times, but still produced magnitude 4 earthquakes and very large ash clouds and explosions that ejected material up to 300 meters and lasted from January the 10th to the 2nd of February. Now, scientists believe that a new eruption is to be expected and warn that the island is at high risk of seismic and volcanic hazards. Given that Santorini is one of the world's biggest tourist destinations, this poses numerous concerns and issues, as many of the towns, homes, and buildings in Santorini are built directly onto the caldera edge. Unfortunately, given the unpredictable nature of volcanic activity, experts are still unable to pinpoint exactly when this might occur. What remains certain, however, is that the sleeping giant beneath the Aegean Sea is sure to wake from its deep slumber once again. The challenge will be how to prepare for such extreme actions of the natural world.